My most favorite war criminal just became a Lego set, but is he worth that $100 price tag? Inside the box, you will hopefully find your instructions, a sticker sheet, and 1,039 pieces within 7 numbered bags. Now, our boy Chopper is looking juicy. He's got plenty of wires and hoses, even some black hot dog pieces. He's got one arm that you can retract from the torso, and two poking out the sides of his head. And his head can, of course, spin, but you can also make him chop-chop, just like in Star Wars Media. You also do get a minifigure version of Chopper, who stands proudly next to his printed display plaque. Now, for the most part, this set is pretty great, though it's not flawless. There were a lot of stickers in this one, a bit too much for $100. Also, why is this tile yellow? And again, comparing this to last year's $100 R2-D2, you got a more substantial build and a bonus minifigure. So the set as a whole isn't bad, though I'd probably wait for a sale on this one, but I didn't pay for mine, so yippee! My most favorite war criminal just became a Lego set, but is he worth that $100 price tag? Inside the box, you will hopefully find your instructions, a sticker sheet, and 1,039 pieces within 7 numbered bags. Now, our boy Chopper is looking juicy. He's got plenty of wires and hoses, even some black hot dog pieces. He's got one arm that you can retract from the torso, and two poking out the sides of his head. And his head can, of course, spin, but you can also make him chop-chop, just like in Star Wars Media. You also do get a minifigure version of Chopper, who stands proudly next to his printed display plaque. Now, for the most part, this set is pretty great, though it's not flawless. There were a lot of stickers in this one, a bit too much for $100. Also, why is this tile yellow? And again, comparing this to last year's $100 R2-D2, you got a more substantial build and a bonus minifigure. So the set as a whole isn't bad, though I'd probably wait for a sale on this one, but I didn't pay for mine, so yeah!